This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. At first glance, the film Wrestle is a typical sports documentary. It follows four members of the wrestling team at the now-closed J.O. Johnson High School in Huntsville as they try to make the state tournament. But issues of race and class permeate the film. The school is majority black, lacking the resources of more affluent parts of the city. The wrestlers struggle with their own issues: drugs, police, pregnancy. The film airs this evening on Alabama Public Television. I spoke with Wrestle director Susanna Herber. She explained she expected race and class to come up. She just didn't know how.
It was really important to me to document, you know, their lives outside the wrestling room and off the mat, because I hope that the film, you know, sparks conversations around these issues. And I think wrestling is also a really beautiful metaphor in that, like, they're out there by themselves on the mat wrestling with what they're going through in life.
Tell me about how you approached putting this film together, because when we think about, say, a sports film or a sports documentary, there's sort of that traditional narrative, just simply following the season, the tragedy and triumph. But you also have a case here where you have a majority black high school, you have a white coach, and there's a certain cliche to that as well.
Definitely. And I was really aware of that going in. And I was actually very aware of the white savior trope and the typical sports narrative. But we as filmmakers decided to tell the story almost entirely through the wrestler's perspective and not have this narrator of the coach. And I think that Coach Chris Scribner isn't the typical white savior. You know, he comes from privilege, but he's struggling with his own issues of addiction and trying to navigate these two worlds, one where he comes from and the one in Alabama where he's decided to teach and move to.
Well, I want to talk about a specific moment, because there are a couple of encounters between police and these students. You know, one in particular, there was a student stop for public urination on a wrestling trip, and the police officer acknowledges your presence, acknowledges the camera.
Are you getting all this? I hope you are, because you can show this in your documentary how disrespectful this young man is being. You get all that?
What were you thinking as this unfolded?
That was the most intense moment of the whole 6 months we were filming. We all felt so vulnerable. It was just me and Jalen, who's 16, and like a 14 and a 15-year-old, you know, on the side of the interstate outside of Montgomery, Alabama. And in the moment, I was thinking that the camera was our best tool to hold the situation and the cop accountable for what was said and what was done. And we've talked a lot with Jalen after the fact and about the experience, and he says that he doesn't even want to think about what would have happened if I hadn't, as a white person with a camera, been there.
Were you ever concerned about what you were capturing? Because there is drug use with some of these students. They're engaging in illegal activity. Were you ever concerned there might be fallout when ultimately presenting this publicly in a documentary?
We were governed by consent. So if one of the wrestlers asked us not to film something, we would always respect that and put the cameras down. That was our number one priority. And I think our job as documentary filmmakers is to try to capture as much of the truth and as much as the wrestlers' lives as possible, and that they are willing to share with us. Because we had such like intimate access, we were able to show a full picture of their lives.
These issues you present in this film, such as race and class, they're present everywhere, certainly not just in the South. But is there something different about the fact that the story is told from Alabama, from the South?
Yeah, I definitely think that the film, it matters that it's set in the South. And I think the film would be entirely different if it was a wrestling team, say, in the Midwest. It's really important for me to tell Southern stories. I'm from Memphis. One, to like dispel the stereotypes and the misinformation that we see a lot of times in the mainstream media, but also like the painful history of our country is really palpable in the South in ways that it's not so much in the North, for instance. And I think that the film really does give a voice to for teenagers and their families who would not normally be seen or heard. And hopefully the millions of other people in similar situations can feel seen and feel heard.
Susanna Herbert is the director of the documentary Wrestle. The film airs this evening on Alabama Public Television.